Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Julie with VGI. We're going to learn about some security, some camera, and a whole lot more than just security. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Julie, how are you doing?
I'm good.
You look very nice today.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay, I got to tell a story on you.
Okay.
Okay, so we met at a luncheon.
We did.
What, a year or so ago?
Yes.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
And she was telling me, I said, well, that's kind of cool. Because I thought it was just security.
Yes.
But we learned, as she sold me all this stuff, she's a good saleswoman, I'll tell you, but I love it. I love it when I have my house. So let's talk about it a little bit, because it's not just security.
No, it's also a smart home.
It is. Let's talk about what you do.
Okay, so what we do is that we can control your thermostat. We can unlock and lock your doors, depending on what you want done. We can also have those doors hooked up to your alarm system. So if you want to let somebody in, your dog walker, they can put their code in and it automatically disarms the house, and then they can go do what they want to do. You don't have to make a phone call. You don't have to do anything. We can control your garage door openers. We can do water valves. You and I need to talk about that as far as putting that in your house. So that way, when you leave, you don't have to worry about coming back and have your house flooded because your water heater broke or something like that. We've got stuff that can detect that as well. What else can we do?
Cameras.
We can do cameras. Absolutely. We can do shades. We can do lots of fun
stuff.
Just make
it a smart house.
It's just a smart house. You can control all of it from one app. It's a VGI app, and you go there, and whether you want to control your sprinklers, your cameras, your thermostat, it's all on one app.
I'll tell you what I like. One of the things is you have to buy the thermostats to make it work. So I have it, just like three of them.
Mm-hmm.
But what I like is, because, you know, I go to the ranch quite a bit. So I'm down in Sonora, I'll turn it, make sure it's like on 78.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I'm leaving the ranch, I turn it back to like 72. So by the time I get home,
yep,
the house is cooled down.
You can do it that way. You can set up schedules. You can have lights come on at sundown and lights come on at sunup, depending on what you want to do and who's coming and going. I have that set up in my house, so I'm never walking into my house when it's dark. There's always a light on. I have it set up so when I'm a mile out from my house, it's called a geofence. When I'm a mile out, certain things happen at my house, so that way when I get home, it's all temperature change, certain lights are on, whole nine yards.
You have it set up.
I do.
So let's talk. Everybody's going to, one of the big questions is, how much does it cost to set me up and what all can I do? So talk a little bit about that. I know it's going to vary.
The cost definitely varies depending on how many cameras you want. Lots of stuff, if you add to it, it doesn't add to your monthly fee. So typically your monthly fee with four cameras runs you about $60 a month. And that gives you monitoring service. If your alarm goes off, the monitoring service will try to contact you. But when you add the thermostat, if you add a sprinkler, those don't add to your cost. It's just part of the package. Now, if you add cameras, well, then it gets a little more expensive because our cameras have analytics. It can differentiate between an animal, a person, and a vehicle.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't know that, and I got the cameras.
Yes.
I did not know that.
I know I told you.
I'm sure you did. Well, you told me a lot of stuff. I slept and all that. So I'll tell you what I do like about the cameras. And people are going to laugh, though. You know what I check in the house for? Check on the dog.
Sure.
I do.
I just received a notification that there's an animal in my backyard. I don't have any pets, but the neighbor's cat has adopted me. And so I just kind of check on it, and it's like, yep, there's a little cat. Okay, all's good.
Well, another feature is the doorbell.
Love the doorbell. Love the doorbell, because then while we're at work, somebody drops something off or somebody needs to do something, you can just talk to them right there and off you go and you can see them.
Well, let me tell you what I do just off the counter VGI.
Okay.
Especially when I see a VGI sign, I'm showing a house. I look at my buyer. I say, Julie, don't say one word while we're in the house. Just don't say one word at the front door.
Right.
Do you like it or don't like it?
Because they're hearing. They're listening.
They're not supposed to, but they do.
We can't hear on the cameras.
No. But the front doorbell you can.
Well, yes, the front doorbell you can. But you can only hear if they are pushing it and know that you're there and listening. Yeah. So, but yeah.
But we've had, because I told people, if you love the house, and especially when the lady goes, oh my God, dude, I love this. There's no negotiation at
nope,
that.
Nope.
You're done.
That's it.
Are the opposite, somebody will say, and we've had this happen too.
Sure.
So the people didn't like the house at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they talked about it a lot. Well, it hurt the seller's feelings.
It would hurt my feelings.
It would hurt my feelings too. So I'm just saying, you know what, be careful with the technology now on the smart
yes,
homes,
yes.
From the doorbells to the cameras.
Yeah.
I mean.
In fact, we do have a camera that does have two-way audio. And lots of the oil field workers get those so they can see their kids
mm-hmm.
since they're not home all the time. And every now and then, they'll just kind of go, hey, you two, cut it out. And the kids will be like, how did he see me? But it's for them to be able to see their kids. So it's kind of cool.
Well, I know another reason. I have a lady that helps clean my house.
Yes.
And there's two of them. And I'm going to tell you how good they are. Because they're almost all just check. Every time I check, they're not sitting around.
Mm-mm.
They're like bees over
there.
Yeah. So Renee Gayette, she's amazing. So, but just little stuff you can do. Not that I'm just checking on, but
right.
They always check on my house.
Well, my cleaning lady, who I adore and I have had forever, Ariam Gutierrez, who will be coming to my house today, when she puts her code in my front door lock, it automatically disarms the system. And you can set that up so certain people have certain access, depending if you want them to have it for a weekend, or if you want them to have it all day, or if you only want to have it on certain days. You can program all of that in.
One thing I would like about that a lot is, say you have somebody coming over, I have an electrician coming over.
Yes.
You know, and they can do it for that day. Well, then
yep.
Their code's no good the next day.
Correct.
See, that would be really, really good.
Yes. Yes.
Well, let's talk about this too. People that have the smart houses.
Yeah.
When you sell your house, or let's reverse it. When you buy a house that has a smart house,
yep,
you need to clear all the codes, clear everything out
yes,
from scratch.
Yes, absolutely.
Because if you're like me and you have girls,
yes,
they're going to tell how many of their friends have keys and codes and everything at my house.
Yep, yep.
So you need to change it to be safe.
Absolutely, absolutely. The way we work is, let's say you're going to sell your house. You have bought those cameras, so you can take your cameras with you, or you can leave them depending on what you decide to do with the buyer of your house.
You need to be careful in the contracts.
Absolutely.
Because they're mounted.
Right, right. But they can be taken.
And here's what I recommend. I agree with her because they're not cheap. What I recommend, if you're going to take your system, take it out before you list the house.
I agree.
Take the cameras out, because I promise you, somebody's they're going to put it in there. They want it to stay, and you don't want to lose the deal
right.
over a couple of cameras. And if they're not there, they can't ask them to stay.
Right.
And I say the same thing with chandeliers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was my great-great-grandmother's chandelier. Well, then take it out of your house and go put another one in.
Yep.
You know, a decent one.
Yeah.
But keep it. That way it's not an issue.
The other thing that we have to offer that I just remembered is we can also control gates from a distance. So,
like a gate to a fence?
Like a privacy gate.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. I lived out on Riverwood for many years, and I would have loved that feature, because then I could have just been in my